I had just finished working late and was getting ready to head home. Little did I know that at the company elevator, I would witness a murder. The victim was my female boss. I quickly hid behind a wall, my exhausted body suddenly jolting with terror, every hair on my body standing on end. Thankfully, the killer didn't see me. He looked around to make sure no one was there, then lifted my boss's body, preparing to dispose of the evidence. Once I saw the killer leave, I finally breathed a sigh of relief. If the killer had spotted me, I would definitely have been killed too. I decided to hide in the restroom first, planning to wait until the killer left the building before going home. But when I pushed open the restroom door, I saw a bald man, the manager for my pharmaceutical company. He must have been killed by the same murderer too. I was about to move closer to check on his condition when I accidentally triggered the automatic flush sensor. Fortunately, the killer wasn't nearby. I quickly locked the door and could only hide in there for now. But then, I suddenly realized the killer would definitely come back to deal with the manager's body. Staying here wasn't gonna work. Sure enough, the killer walked in, but he didn't rush to handle the manager's body. Instead, he first cleaned the blood off himself and then used the restroom. I had nowhere left to hide, so I crawled through the narrow gap at the bottom to the next stall. Since I'm small, I didn't make much noise. Just as I squeezed through, the killer pushed the door open and took a set of keys from the manager's body. Suddenly, my body shifted and triggered the flush sensor again. Luckily, it was a false alarm because the manager's body also triggered the sensor at the same time. The killer didn't realize there was someone in the next stall. As the killer's footsteps gradually faded away, I was finally able to run out. I went to an office to call the police, but discovered that a colleague named Mike was still there. I quickly told Mike there was a killer in the building and that he absolutely couldn't make any noise. Then I pulled Mike into the elevator.
But the elevator seemed to be under the killer's control already. No matter what buttons we pressed, the doors wouldn't close. We tried to take the stairs instead, but the heavy metal door to the stairwell was also locked by the killer. He did this as a precaution. If there were any survivors left in the company, he couldn't let them leave alive. So Mike and I decided to split up. Mike would use the computer to call for help while I looked for other exits. As I was walking, I suddenly saw the killer appear ahead, walking toward me. I was so scared, I ran back to meet up with Mike. Unaware of what was happening, Mike said loudly, "The network has been cut off." Even though I covered his mouth, the killer still heard him. The killer followed the sound and walked in, finding the room empty, but with the computer still on. We held our breath and hid under the desk. Fortunately, the killer didn't find us. He just unplugged the power and left. However, we seriously underestimated the killer's intelligence. As soon as we ran out, the killer came back with a surprise attack. He only found Mike, who was trying to call the police. The killer pointed a gun at his head and asked if there were any other people in the company. Mike said he was the only one. I was hiding in the darkness, watching helplessly as the killer strangled Mike to death. I quickly ran back to my desk, planning to call the police with my phone. But of course, my phone was dead at this crucial moment. With trembling hands, I plugged in my phone to charge. Just then, I turned around and saw a pair of legs behind me. When I got closer, I discovered it was Mike's body. To save my life, I took Mike's access card and successfully opened the stairwell door. I was so scared, I almost screamed out loud. The killer was standing right outside the door, dragging the manager's body to dump it in the stairwell too. My legs went weak as I listened to the killer getting closer and closer. Luckily, the killer received a phone call and ran in the opposite direction. Just as the killer passed by my desk, my phone had charged enough to automatically turn on. My wife happened to call at that exact moment. The ringtone echoed through the quiet office, making the killer realize that someone had been hiding here all along. My phone wasn't locked, so the killer looked through it and learned all my personal information. In the empty office, the killer called out my name. I curled up under the desk, trembling with fear, not daring to make a sound. While the killer was searching for me everywhere, I quickly slipped into an office, lit a piece of paper on fire, and made an extremely risky move.